Lawmakers in the Utah Senate Health and Human Services Committee approved a bill on Tuesday that would allow the use of experimental drugs by patients with terminal illnesses. KUER's Nicole Nixon reports.
For patients with terminal illnesses to get any experimental drugs, they would need to have exhausted all other treatment options and receive a recommendation from their physician. Any of these drugs would need approval from the Food and Drug Administration. Senators in the committee heard testimony from several parents of children with untreatable diseases, including Christina Might.
My son, Bertrand Might, is 7 years old, and he has a rare disease known as N-glycanase deficiency. He was the first person in the world diagnosed with this disorder.
Several other children have since been identified and diagnosed with this disorder, and Might says researchers know of a drug that could help her son and others, but it's been undergoing a lengthy testing process.
2 years ago, if he'd been able to get access to this drug, he might actually be developing. He might not actually have seizures. We wouldn't have to be worrying about him passing away at night.
HB 94 passed the Utah House last week and passed unanimously in the Senate committee. It now moves to the full Senate for consideration. Nicole Nixon, KUER News.